They're on a mission to make it the last school shooting. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. About 100 survivors of last week's mass school shooting in Florida are on buses to Tallahassee.
Students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Broward County will head to Florida's state capitol for Wednesday marches and rallies over gun laws and school safety.
I'm terrified to go back to school. I want change to happen so badly. I don't want to feel unsafe in my own school.
Sadly, we have to stand up and take charge because nobody else will. Because our elected officials certainly won't.
And the school remains shut for now. Staff will be asked to return this Friday. Students and parents will be allowed to come to school Sunday for a voluntary support session. Classes might resume next Tuesday. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And minutes ago at the White House, President Trump announced,
I signed a memorandum directing the Attorney General to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns.
Like bump stocks that increase a semi-automatic rifle's rate of fire. Meantime, two gun control laws in California are being allowed to stand. Here's Jared Halpert in D.C.
Now, the Supreme Court will not consider overturning a California law allowing a 10-day waiting period to buy a gun, even in cases the purchaser already owns a firearm and a background check is completed sooner. Without comment, the justices left in place a ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upholding the law. In a lengthy dissent, Justice Clarence Thomas argued the court should have taken up that case, writing the Second Amendment cannot be singled out for special and unfavorable treatment. Chris.
Jared, thanks. A lawyer based in London has pled guilty of lying to federal investigators here. Alex van der Zwaan admits he lied to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators about his interactions with Rick Gates. He's a former Trump campaign aide who was indicted last year. On Wall Street, at the closing bell, the Dow down 257 points. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's saves pros time and money every day. Now through February 28th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets and up to 40% off select bath fixtures and vanities. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Lowe's Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for more details. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to ProgressiveCommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Well, there's some really great and some really not that great weather happening around the country.
While the East Coast is seeing record warmth during the next couple of days, the West is seeing continued cold conditions and snow at low elevations. In the center of the country where the cold and warm air meet, a slow-moving frontal boundary is producing heavy rain and flooding from Michigan to North Texas. As much as 7 inches of rain is likely. On the cold side of the storm, ice storm warnings have been issued along the Kansas-Missouri border. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
It's confirmed that Tennessee Republican John Duncan Jr. is under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. The committee actually announcing that the investigation has been extended, but not what it's about. A Knoxville website reported in July that he'd paid his son $300,000 for campaign work after the son, John Duncan III, resigned as a Knox County trustee and pled guilty of official misconduct in 2013. Congressman Duncan was elected in 1988 to fill a seat left vacant by his father's death. He's already announced he will not seek re-election. It happens from time to time. Word spreads that a celebrity's dead. People get sad, and then you find out it's just a hoax.
Uh-oh, Sylvester Stallone speaking out after rumors of his death circulated on social media. The Rocky star tweeting, "Please ignore this stupidity. Alive and well and happy and healthy, still punching." The 71-year-old batting down the death hoax after someone on social media said he passed away from prostate cancer. The rumor sparking a flood of rest in peace tweets from devastated fans. Stallone's younger brother Frank also slamming the rumor, saying it upset their 96-year-old mother, making him doubly upset. Carly Shimkus, Fox News.
Penalties stand against the University of Louisville's men's basketball team for setting up recruits with female escorts. The team's appeal with the NCAA is denied, so 123 wins, including the 2013 championship, officially don't count. Millions of dollars in revenue from the 2012-15 NCAA tournaments will have to be returned. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Did you go and see the eye doctor?
I did, and he says I've got something called macular degeneration. My vision may get worse.
Oh, Dad.
If you or a loved one have macular degeneration, or RP, call the Foundation Fighting Blindness for free information about current treatments and promising new clinical trials. Call 1-800-681-2003. That's 1-800-681-2003.
The Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
Now, friends, I'm just an average American, but I'm an American American, and some of the things I see in this country of ours make my blood boil.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Your Tuesday edition, live. Well, I've got Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And so you know it's going to be controversial and fun. And I've got the fantastic Ben McClintock from DefendingUtah.org. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. So good to be both of you.
Excellent. And welcome to the show. Of course, you can go to katedalyradio.com. You can get podcasts. And also, you can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. I love all your emails, by the way. And yes, we're back and live. Had a little vacation. It was nice. And here we are with a lot of news to go over and talk about, as you could probably guess. So Ben McClintock from DefendingUtah.org, let's some of the latest things. We really do need to talk about Romney. Everybody knows I don't support Romney in the Senate race for Utah. I don't think Uncle Milty does. I don't think you do. A lot of sane people that are actual conservatives don't. And I think what's interesting to me is I can always tell the level to which somebody studies or understands what's going on. Because I hate to be mean like this, but it seems as though those that just go, he supports my values, he supports good family values, so I want him in the Senate, is always amazing to me, because I'm going, do you know what he's really wanting to do and what he's about? Because it has nothing to do with that at all. Let's get your take on Rob Anderson, who is the chairman of the GOP, right here in Utah, and
yes.
Then also the endorsement for Romney as well, coming from the president too. But let's talk about Rob Anderson first.
So Rob Anderson is this establishment Republican. He was, you know, a part of the group that was pushing SB 54 and Count My Vote and getting rid of the caucus system, just, you know, establishment to the hilt. And then last week he comes out and makes fun of Mitt Romney, equates him to Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm agreeing with Rob Anderson? What's wrong with me?
Wow. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden another article comes out in the national news, U.S. News and World Report, and I'm like, oh, it all makes sense. John Dougal, the state auditor, has come out and said that he is thinking about running against Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in the state think that John Dougal is this great conservative. He's got this nickname of Frugal Dougal, all this kind of stuff. But what people don't realize is that John Dougal and Rob Anderson are like best buds. They're always, you know, on social media, they're tagging each other, hashtag Utah Illuminati. They're in the Buckshot Caucus together, pushing, you know, which is the organization that pushed SB 54 and the gay rights issues.
Right.
And
that
so
makes
it was like,
more
okay,
sense.
It's so all making sense.
Dougal, the auditor, so just so everybody knows, that's listening even outside of our state. So the auditor and he are very, very close friends. Okay.
Yes.
Makes more sense now, because Dougal will be probably running against him along with Larry Myers. Larry Myers gets no press at all, but he actually holds up and believes in the Constitution. So I always find that interesting that he's completely aced by the media. Not
right.
So much interesting, but typical. So.
And that's what you really tell, is the media is telling you who the acceptable options are,
mm-hmm.
and then acting as if nobody else exists.
Right?
You remember during the presidential election, you would see the polls, and then they would skip over Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, oh,
right.
Other got 4%, and then Rudy Giuliani got 3%.
Right.
Who's
right.
the other? And so they're saying the same thing with Larry Myers, is they're saying that he's not even a candidate. They're just saying that the two options are mm-hmm. Mitt Romney and John Dougal. And you're like, wait a second.
Right.
They're not, at the time, they weren't even officially running yet.
Yeah. Well, when Slate Magazine
and the Washington Post and the New York Times write puff pieces about Romney, that should be everybody's first clue, shouldn't it? I mean, that should be everybody's clue that, hey, they never do that for anybody that calls themselves a conservative. So I think that's pretty telling as well.
And another big thing was we did a show about Mitt Romney and his leftist ties, his using his own personal funds to help support abortion, gay rights, and then just a couple months ago, coming out in favor of the radical communist organization Antifa. And so who was it that came out and defended them? It wasn't other Republicans. It was actually people with hammers and sickles as their profile image pictures coming to defend Mitt Romney.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I...
Sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah, right? You know, nice guy shouldn't be in charge of my liberty. I don't know why people can't see that. I guess, you know, coming out as a fellow Mormon, it's difficult for people, I think, to grasp that I would not be jumping on board and saying, oh my gosh, we need him in office. No. If he doesn't, this is a job that is very specific. And this is a job when you get elected, you're supposed to just even stand on your own, stand for the Constitution, and not be an enforcer of big and more government. And so when I don't, because we share the same religious ties does not mean I'm on board and I'm not on the Mitt train. And I think that people get a little, I don't know, confused about that, or they think I'm not supporting the team. Well, you know what? There is no team when it comes to that. The job is simple. You stand up for the Constitution. You say no to everything, because we're at the point in America now where we have too many bills, too many laws, too many everything going through that's all big government, that if you're not willing to do that, I don't care how nice you are, how Mormon you are, or whatever, that you don't belong in charge of people's liberty, period. End of discussion. Go ahead, Uncle Melty.
I equate what he's doing to fraud. I mean, he's basically saying that being LDS is synonymous with being Utahn.
Yeah,
and that's not true.
No, there's a lot of people here that are not LDS, but I just...
Well, no, there's a lot of LDS people that are not Utahn,
too. Yes, but, yes, exactly. But I also feel like, you know, people, other fellow Mormons get upset with me if I'm not backing anybody that's LDS that wants a position like this. And I look to Hatch and I look at Reed and I look at some of these people that are a ginormous mess. And I can't even, religion has absolutely zero to do with it. And it really shouldn't for people. They really should not be backing somebody because they see a similarity in religion.
And it's a weird thing. They only seems to happen with Mitt Romney, because you don't have that same thing of saying, oh, you got to support Harry Reid because he's a Mormon. No,
right.
People recognize that he's insane.
People don't even think he's Mormon.
And nobody should support him no matter what.
People don't even think he's Mormon. They don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so far from being a Mormon to me, I can't even believe he still claims it. But yes, when people align with religion in a political person and say that is enough, I'm sorry, it isn't enough anymore, and you just cannot go for somebody because of the religion and because he's maybe a nice person and has nice kids. That doesn't matter anymore. We are in a predicament in America. We are in a situation where we need folks to stand up for the Constitution.
Yes.
And there was a big article in Slate saying that he wants to bring the Constitution back. He doesn't, I'm sorry, but he wouldn't stand for the Constitution if it was standing right next to him. He wouldn't even acknowledge it. So this is a joke that he wants to bring
debates,
it back.
The debates, when the Constitution was brought up, he just deferred to Ron Paul. He doesn't know anything about the Constitution.
Right. He knows big government. He's willing to align himself with the McCains and the Lindsey Grahams, and he's part of that bunch, and I think that should speak volumes, and it should tell people exactly what he's about and what he's going to do in office. This is ridiculous.
All you need to do is look at his record the whole time he was in Massachusetts in government.
I know. And
and even today, like, he's supporting Antifa, and just a couple of days ago, he came out in favor of stricter gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that scream
Constitution
to anybody?
He's consistently liberal, and the fact that people think that he's conservative is just bizarre.
I know. I know. It's discouraging to me because I get heat for that, and I am sorry that there's no way I'll support him. Not one bit. I'll support somebody like a Larry Myers, and if we really knew what we were doing in Utah, we would support the candidates that are not getting the press, because the press will side with those in the establishment. Yep. Every day, yep. Every time. And so we have got to get smarter. We just get the same old, same old.
Exactly.
It's disgusting. So I hope for this sake that we can look beyond religion and really look at the candidate themselves and what they bring and what they're actually going to do in office, not these ridiculous promises that they make. Jim Dukakis leaving. That was interesting. Wants to spend more time with his husband. He's the Democrat Party. Is he the chair? The Democrat, what position was he in? Or is he in right now, currently? I can't remember.
He was the leader in the Democrat Party. I mean, I know he's kind of, he's a big volunteer and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know what his position is anymore.
Well, he's not seeking re-election this year. And so, boy, they're falling. They're falling like leaves. My gosh. Who's next?
It's going to be a complete turnover.
That surprises me, because I've had him on the show, and I felt like he really loves the power within the Democrat Party. Were you surprised to hear that, Ben?
I just figured he was moving on to something else. He might be running for another position in the county council that would move himself. Maybe he'd like to be governor or something. I don't think that that's likely, but he's probably looking for a different power position.
Yes, yes. What a joke. Such a joke. He said he listens to my show to kind of get the other side, and I'm laughing because I mean, I'm wondering if he's being educated at all. I would really love that if he wants to tune in and get educated. But yes, he's not seeking re-election. I'm really happy about that, actually. But I really worry about the elections coming up, too, that we haven't learned anything, that we're the same. We just look at it the same, and we're going to do the same things. That's really discouraging to me. Is it to you?
And as the caucus gets weaker, it opens it up to people that are even, more anti-liberty getting in positions of power.
Yes, yes. Give me your 2 minutes on the shooting in Florida, the fallout, what's going on now. What's your take?
It's really interesting. You've seen some of the videos of students having a contradictory story than what the official media is. So you've got to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you've got to look at the culture shift that they're doing. There's people coming out and saying, they're destroying their own guns because that's going to protect people from the next shooting, which is mind-blowing to me. It doesn't even make sense.
Right.
It's definitely they're pushing this culture shift, where even the state legislature was just reported earlier today. In our own conservative state legislature, they're considering stricter gun control laws in Utah, which, isn't completely out of the question, because it was our own governor that promoted registering BB guns.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. We have severe problems in Utah. Oh, man, that we just need to address, and we just need to get people educated in this. Yes, in fact, I was really sad. I did some shows on GEMS, the voting fraud.
Oh, yeah.
They actually took a felon out of prison to write the software, implemented it in, I think, 32 or 33 states, Utah being one of them, and you wonder why the governor won again, hands down, in a landslide. I'm sorry, but...
If you look at the GEMS map, Utah, of those states that you mentioned, Utah is the only state where every county uses GEMS.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And the deal is that it's like fractional voting. When you vote, it turns it into 100 votes, and they can be hidden inside the system. So it's really destructive. It needs more press. I've done a couple of shows on it. The mass media stays away from it. It's been proven in court. They had a lawsuit in California where they actually proved that this system was in these states. But there's people just don't want to hear it. They don't want to think that we should probably go back and redo some elections here, but they just don't want to have to battle it. I so appreciate you. Go to defendingutah.org, defendingutah.org. If you would like to see some of the breakout stories and the information you are not going to get in mass media here in Utah, really appreciate you, Ben McClintock. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for all the work you do, really and truly. It's a gift. Thank you. And we just have so much to talk about, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Myself and Uncle Milty, we'll be right back.
If you've been injured in an accident, don't just hire any lawyer. Hire the law firm with the best client reviews. How has Robert J. DeBry and Associates achieved these top client reviews? It starts with our six-point client promise. Promise point number two, you won't pay us anything unless we win or settle your case. Even your initial case review is free. Your case, our promise. Robert J. DeBry and Associates, your St. George personal injury law firm. Chat with us online right now at robertdebry.com.
Stop paying too much for bottled water. St. George Water Store delivers high-quality alkaline drinking water to your home or office for less than a dollar a gallon. Why pay more? Every bottle St. George Water Store delivers is filled with fresh, crisp, alkaline drinking water, which can help increase your energy, detoxify your body, and enhance your immune system. Taste the difference and start saving today. Visit St. George Water Store, 924 West Sunset Boulevard, across from the Phoenix Plaza, or call 272-9055. St. George Water Store. Change your water, change your life.
Celebrate a better night's sleep this President's Day on your new Tempur-Pedic from the Mattress Store. Save up to $600 off your new Tempur-Pedic and up to 72 months interest-free and get life-changing sleep delivered today. This week, sleep on your new Tempur-Pedic for as low as $28 a month, OAC, only from the Mattress Store on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, in Washington next to Best Buy, Cedar City next to Lens, and now in Bloomington next to the Walmart. Remember, when it comes to sleep, nobody beats a Mattress Store. Nobody.
This is Kate Daly. My sponsors are the best. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love. And the St. George Area Chamber of Commerce speaks on your behalf with the combined power and influence of over 700 members. Join today at stgeorgechamber.com.
There's a vacation village near Orlando that is unlike any resort in the world. It's for special kids with life-threatening illnesses. It's called Give Kids the World Village, and it provides a week of fun and relaxation for kids and their families. A week of simple pleasures that would make any child smile. Swimming pools, visits to local Orlando theme parks, and unlimited ice cream. A week to live in the moment and to make memories that will last a lifetime. All for free, for their families too. To find out how you can bring joy into the life of a very sick child, call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.org. And please, help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
I'm Shay. I started to get anxiety attacks. I started to get depressed all the time.
People in St. George have struggled with these symptoms for years, but now there's help. East West Health Clinic was founded on the idea that Eastern and Western medicine can work together to heal the body. And no one else brings together the variety of medical doctors, acupuncturists, herbologists, nutritionists, chiropractors, and more who will work together to address the root cause of your symptoms and heal your body.
I was hesitant. $87 for the consultation, but it was worth it. I mean, seriously, they told me way more than anyone else. I just feel like I'm back. I'm not even kidding. Maybe 3 weeks, I was feeling better. You know, no depression, no anxiety attacks. Like, that stuff was freaking me out. And when I started realizing that I wasn't having any of that come back, it was like, holy cow, this is working.
Now, for a limited time only, schedule your free consultation with East West Health. Call 773-7790. That's 773-7790.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
I love it. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. That's what you're listening to right now, and we're so happy you are. I got Uncle Milty with me, and we're just talking about the headlines. Wow, the craziness ensues, doesn't it? I thank Ben McClintock for coming on. DefendingUtah.org is a great site. You're going to get articles there that you will not read in mass media, and he brings up a lot of great topics, and so it'll make you think, and I love that.
But In all fairness, though, the state legislature did do something good for us.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think.
What was that?
Well, they passed a bill that is now allowing a new method for burial. Instead of cremation or planting you 6 feet under, they're allowing what's called alkaline hydrolysis.
Which,
well, they put you in a very alkaline water solution, heat it up a little, and shake it around, and you dissolve.
Sorry. Who did this bill?
Handy, Republican from Layton, and Senator Vickers
from Cedar City. Oh, he had to have his name on another bill. Okay, and I was just wondering.
They say that it's good ecologically because it doesn't pollute the air like cremation. Cremation is so regulated that it doesn't put any pollution into the air.
I didn't think so.
It's extremely regulated.
What a bizarre claim, though. And I'm sorry, why do you have to pass a bill to do this? I don't get that either.
That's the other important thing.
If you want to go throw your body in alkaline water, you want your family to, shouldn't that just be up to you? I can't imagine that this has to have a bill attached.
Well, I think the reason they felt it needed legislation was because of the fact that they were dissolving a body in a liquid. That the liquid eventually has to be disposed of.
I saw a creepy show that did this.
Yeah.
By the way, a serial killer who did this.
They turned it into little wafers at the end. Called Soylent Green.
All right. Well, I just can't imagine having to have your name out there so badly that this is the bill that you want to back up. But all right, whatever.
I'm
not
going
to be
weird.
Throwing my body into alkaline water to evaporate. That's just so weird.
Well, it's so biblical, though. Now,
it's so
now
biblical.
You can choose to burn or drown.
You're awful. All right. Well, congratulations to them. They got their name in the press. It's just getting out of hand. I don't even know what they're going to come up with next. So people were asking me about GEMS, actually, which is kind of funny because I covered this in a couple of shows way back. GEMS is about the biggest election fraud that they've ever found in history that got no press. It's pretty amazing, by the way. Beverly Harris, Bev Harris, I should say, from blackboxvoting.org. She was the investigator of vote fraud. Actually, she appeared on Alex Jones's show and really laid out the entire system for GEMS, GEMS. And it's called Fractional Magic, by the way. And it isn't in theory. It's actually in a lot of our different states. In fact, it counts. But what it basically does is this. It's a vote rigging system. They got a felon out of prison in order to write the software. They short-circuited his sentence for him and brought him out so that he could write it. And basically what it is it's fractional voting. What happens is that when you vote, one vote can be counted 25 times in a computer system. And another vote is maybe only 1/1000th of a vote. So when you go cast your vote, hey, it might convert into zero. It might convert into 25 votes, depending on how they want to rig it. And so Ben McClintock was right. We have it in every county in the state of Utah, which is really disgusting. And it goes under these names: Global Election Systems, Diebold Election Systems, Premier Election Systems, and Dominion Voting Systems and Election Systems and Software. It's in Alaska, Connecticut, Georgia, Mississippi, New Hampshire, Utah, Vermont, and in counties in Arizona, California, Florida, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, Wisconsin, Wyoming. It's also used in Canada. Instead of one vote, it could be a half, it could be a 7/8, but it is not a whole number. And so it's weighting a race is what they're doing by using the system. And it's so destructive, it's so fraudulent, and nobody cares.
Didn't we have
nobody cares?
Didn't we have a problem in history with saying some human being was only 7/8.
Yes, we did, actually. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Jeffrey W. Dean you can go right back to him on the software. His wife was the primary stockholder of the company that developed GEMS. He ran the company but was prohibited from handling money and checks due to a criminal conviction for computer fraud. He spent 4 years in prison, and they actually got him out to help with this, to help his wife. And she was the main shareholder.
Wow. Uh-huh. And, you know, since the votes are not actually a count, an accurate, like, vote two, three, since that, they can ahead of time say, okay, whatever the fractional voting turns out to be, candidate A is going to get 44%, candidate B gets 51%, and candidate C gets the rest. You can determine the winner ahead of time, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. This should scare people. I did this back in 2016 when it first came out. I did another show on it in 2017, and nobody seems to want to do anything about it. It's so amazing to me that we are living in a time when it's been revealed, it's been exposed, it's been found out. They list the cities, they list the counties, and then people go and they go, well, I did my part. I voted. And I'm like, you got to be kidding.
And they thought the system worked so well that Hillary was a shoo-in.
Yeah, just imagine that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk about trying to wait a race that really and truly you can't. In that circumstance, but it isn't in every state in the country, but I'm telling you, it's close, and you might want to look and see. John Rappaport did a huge expose on this, if you want to check it out, and you can just look up John Rappaport GEMS, G-E-M-S. Bev Harris is the one that really exposed it and brought it to light, but John did a great job reporting on it, so you might want to check that out. So also, a couple of things I watched a Warren Jeff special last night.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did.
That was intriguing. Wow.
It was very well done, I thought.
Yeah.
And my wife follows that a lot. She's always followed that whole FLDS situation.
Yeah. The only thing I hated about it is they never really separated Mormons like me from people that are FLDS. And FLDS is not... they're not Mormon in my book. They are a different sect altogether. They believe in completely different things. They kept claiming and showing the Book of Mormon, but it has nothing to do with what I practice. And so I just want people listening that possibly don't understand that FLDS and Warren Jeffs, not LDS, not part of the LDS that you hear about or know about. This is a different sect, and they do their own thing, and he's a monster. And
But they always use the term FLDS. They never call them Mormons.
Yeah, but they do call them Mormon, but a lot of people don't know that it's completely separate. We don't claim them. They're not part of us at all.
I don't recall hearing them call them Mormons
last
night. Yeah,
they did, and they kept showing the Book of Mormon, and I'm like, people are going to walk away thinking that they're part of us, and that really makes me mad. They did a good show on it, though, and they actually did a lot of interviews. A lot of people came forward to finally put out lawsuits and get lawsuits going against Warren Jeffs, and I was really happy to hear that. He's a nightmare, and sick individual, still running things from prison, which is really disgusting, but what do you do? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, Kate, you guys are great. I love what you do with your shows. I got to tell you, I ran as a city councilman out here in North Utah County.
Right.
Back in 94, I barely made it through a primary by 2 votes. I was the bottom of the group. And then I ran my heart out trying to get elected, and then I won by 1 vote.
Whoa.
So, sat on the city council from 94 to 2000, but since then I've watched corruption just creep into my city, and we are so proud, I'm being facetious, to be possibly the first city in Utah County, or one of the first cities to do the vote by mail, but I have had to protest my vote every time since then. I've turned my ballot in as in protest, because they can't seem to count the votes correctly.
I
even sat through a recount in a primary, and you're not going to believe this,
What's
but
that?
I was there. I spent the better part of an entire day during the recount, And they came. It came to a tie. And they said, no, so-and-so won. And I said, no, I've been watching very carefully. It's a tie.
Right.
And they said, no, it's not. And they went back and checked, mm-hmm. and they came back after about 15 minutes and said, sir, you're right, it is a tie. And what? We're going to have to flip a coin.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you've got now vote by mail, mm-hmm. and you've got these ballot boxes that are, the black right. box voting that's going
mm-hmm.
on, they haven't got a prayer. Yeah. Mitt has already potentially paid off all the friends or his friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, I hate to say it, but I don't think that there's much of a chance of getting a good election without getting rid of these proven
mm-hmm.
fraudulent boxes and counting mechanisms.
I have to agree. 100%.
Yeah.
We better be very aware of this, that we have this system all throughout the state. And
how do we get rid of it, Kate?
Exposing it. I think if more people wrote in to even mass media to get them to actually report on it, maybe they'll do something on it, get it out. Because a lot of people out there are just kind of dumb enough to believe that unless it's on mainstream, it's not real. So whatever we can do to get the word out is so important.
I was typing notes as fast as I could, and I kept missing it. You said Bev Harris reported by mm-hmm. John Rappaport
yep.
about GEMS. I have blackboxvoting.org. I'm
yes.
at that website now.
Yes.
But what I'm not clear on is what's the plan of action here? I mean, how do we get the story on that mm-hmm. fellow pulled out of prison? Are you going to put it on your Facebook and
yes.
places like that? Can we find it that
yep,
way?
Yep, I'll do it again. I've done it each year. I'll do yep. it again, and I'll put it out on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. You guys can share it. This needs to be, people need to be aware of this, and they need to know that it's in every county in Utah. I mean, this is
it
so important.
Makes a difference. People came up to me after that one election and said, me and Betty, we put you over the top. Me and my mm-hmm. wife, we put you over the top, and they were right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you've got a system where they just throw three or four votes because that's all they need to do because that's what the computer model's telling them.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're done.
I know. It's disgusting. I so appreciate your call. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. You know what? He's right, and we
yeah.
have to do something. We've got to do something. We've got to get better at spreading the word. We have social media. We can do it.
Well, the problem, though, I mean, really, and I'm going to say this right out, the problem is that it has to be done by legislators who are using the system to get elected.
Yeah. Yep.
Kind of, you know, that's like, how do we stop? Let's ask the bank robbers how to stop bank robbery.
Yep. And, wow, we just have so much work to do.
Yeah.
We really do. We can't stop. And I know it's overwhelming. And I know
it
you feel like, oh, my gosh, what else? You know what, though? It doesn't matter. You're here for a reason. You're listening for a reason. You're probably pretty
yeah.
awake. So it's up to us, and it isn't like anyone else is going to discover this kind of stuff and pass it along. We've got to do it.
If each of us can just make one other person understand what's going on and get them to take a little action, that alone could make the difference.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We need to be, we just can't stop.
No.
And I'm going to post this on Facebook right now. You are welcome to share this. This is so This needs to be known out there. We need to get the word out. Share it.
Yeah.
And let's get people very, very aware. Put some pressure for more press on it.
Before the election,
because they want to stay away from this. And I'm not quite sure what a plan of action would be. I'm not quite sure what that looks like. But I think awareness that this is happening, most people just don't even know that it's happening. I mean, they don't even have a clue. So let's clue them in first, and then we'll work on a plan of action.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to come up with one, you are welcome to write me. We'll figure out how to do that
yep.
on the show, use the show for that, whatever we need to do. But it's just so sad. In fact, in the next hour, I'm going to be talking about some developments with the shooting in Florida that I want to talk about that don't make sense to me. And also all the things that are happening, the fallout that's going on right now. It's just, it's so out of control right now. I don't even know where to start on that one. Of course, we'll talk about what's going on with Chicago billboards, all kinds of stuff. Their violence is up so high right now. Isn't it kind of funny? I reel at the fact that you can have so much of the populace for abortion, yet they're all about, our babies are being slaughtered in schools kind of mentality. And I'm going, are you guys for real? Oh, so frustrating. I know you're frustrated too. Why wouldn't you be?
You need to be.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, there's always hope and there's always something we can do. That's the good news. We'll be right back. Hey. Don't go anywhere.
What does it take to be the best in the world? First, you have to relentlessly improve. Like how the fully redesigned 2018 Toyota Camry comes with an all-new 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine and improved V6. You have to lean into your strengths. For the versatile RAV4, that means extra cargo space and seat flexibility. You have to embrace new methods and technologies, like the 2018 Tacoma's available multi-terrain select. To be the best, you have to learn from the best. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2018 RAV4 with $16.67 per $1,000 borrowed, or get $1,000 cash back on RAV4. Visit your local Toyota dealer or find out more at toyota.com. Toyota, proud partner of Team USA. Toyota, let's go places.
APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end February 28th.
Visit Stephen Way Toyota in St. George, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota.
Hi, Dr. Q here from Star Nursery, and I'm reminding you to tune in to my Desert Gardening News every Thursday morning. You will learn how to become a more successful gardener and hear all the latest tips and news on how to enhance your outdoor living area. I'm Dr. Q. Tune in right here on KZNU Fox News at 1450 AM and 93.1 FM every Thursday morning. For more information, visit us at starnursery.com.
The 19th annual Dixie Power Kite Festival is April 21st. Kids, make sure to keep track of your reading on your reading charts so you can earn your very own kite or book. Reading is fun, and so is the Kite Festival, coming up April 21st.
Far too often, patients are underserved in conventional medicine. At Balanced Healthcare, you'll have our whole team behind you, working to find the root cause of your problems and utilizing real treatments before drugs. Visit our website at balancedhealthstgeorge.com. Balanced Healthcare. Be healthy. Be happy.
It is time. Time for exceptional connectivity. Time for great service. And time for no contracts and set pricing. Wait. What? That's right. AWI is now offering no contracts and set pricing. Call AWI right now and get an incredible deal on exceptional connectivity without contracts and with set pricing. AWI, connecting your world.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's called roughnecking, baby, but that's all right with me. Look and listen, baby, that's my philosophy. It's called roughnecking, baby, but that's all right with me.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show here, and we just talk about the truth. We just get right down to the nitty-gritty. I love it. I love what we do. And it sure is fulfilling, to tell you the truth. It's pretty great. Make sure you get over to InsideOutHyperbarics.com. InsideOutHyperbarics.com. You can call 634-9355, 634-9355, or you can go to InsideOutHyperbarics. You can email them at gmail.com. That's pretty easy. InsideOutHyperbarics at gmail. But you can get all kinds of different help with what's going on with you, whether it be inflammation or neuropathy or, I mean, everything. There isn't anything I think they don't help with. And you can also use the InBody 770, which means you get a real clear, accurate picture of what's going on with your body right now. Maybe there's some things that you could help right now that might not turn into something later on if you can get some help now.
I'm so depressed.
Why are you so depressed?
Well, Well, you know, we've been talking about for weeks that I've been trying to get my doctor to see if I could do it.
Right.
My pulmonologist said I can't.
Oh, darn it. Well,
I am really upset.
I bet. I'm telling you that they have the Nerve Express. It's a computer-based diagnostic system that assesses your nervous system and physical fitness, your heart rate. They have supplements. They have all kinds of things. The hyperbaric chambers are really easy. You just go in. It's a tented area. You sit in there. Yep. You just breathe in. I mean, how easy could it be? Make sure you get some help. Go 634-9355. Make sure you get some help and make sure you get over there to help with inflammation or cancer treatments or whatever you're going through. It certainly will help you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay. Is this Kate?
It is. You're live.
Listen, I want to agree with you on everything. There's no regulations in the Constitution to protect children. It is to protect guns, and we should protect our guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know something else that's really important? Mitt Romney. What do we do in Massachusetts? Give all those people health care? We don't want people in Utah to have health care. So I agree with you up and down the line.
Okay, well, thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. He agrees on Romney. He agrees on this whole nonsense with gun control. You know, it happens with every shooting. You get we're just inundated, inundated. Can I just
tell you? Well, you know, it's starting to happen with every car accident, too. They do away with cars.
Yes. Jeez. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hi there. You're live. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I tuned in late, and you were talking about something that we all needed to know and get on board with, and
right.
then something about Rafa Fork. Could you?
Sure. I can reiterate.
One more time, and I'll write it down.
You betcha. I'll take you off the air. Thank you. I was talking about the GEMS system. It's a fraudulent voting system. It is in every county in Utah. It is in many states, I think over 30 states. Utah has it in droves. We have it in every county. It's called GEMS. It was exposed by a woman named Bev Harris. John Rappaport was the reporter that reported on it and brought it out on a little bit bigger scale. There was a lawsuit even where it was exposed that GEMS is in over 30 states. And what it is it's fractionalized voting, which means that your vote could be worth multiplied 25 times and be worth 25 votes, or it could be a thousandth of a vote, a hundredth of a vote. It's fractionalized voting. So the computer system, when you go to vote, it can, if they want to have a weighted election and they want it to go a certain way, then your vote isn't a whole number. It is not a one. It is it can be either or. And so it's so dangerous. We have it here in Utah. It's sickening, and people aren't talking about it, and we need to be.
And it's the software that's running that machine you put your card into.
Yes. Yeah. And I put it on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. Make sure you join that, the Kate Daly Show Facebook page, so that you can share it and make people aware that it's in every single county in Utah and that we need to get it out. And it goes under five or six different names.
Mm-hmm.
Those names are all listed in the article I posted by John Rappaport. You can check it out. And it really is disgusting and needs to be addressed. It needs to, it obviously needs to go, but unless people are aware of it, then we have no prayer or chance of getting it out.
You know, the way they do the polls anymore, the polls are always so close.
Right.
And the reason the polls are always so close is because it makes a system like this easier to manipulate. It would be really hard to have a poll that says so-and-so's leading by 32% and then have the voting machine have them win by 2%.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So it matches the polling. What they do is they make the count match the polling that they've been putting
out. Oh, it's really, really sickening. In fact, just one more time, it goes under these particular systems, five different trade names, okay? Global Election Systems. In fact, when you go to vote, ask if it's one of these, okay? Because you'll find out that it is. Global Election Systems, Diebold Election Systems, Premier Election Systems, Dominion Voting Systems, Election Systems and Software. It's destructive. They can weight a race. They can change the outcome. And a person that they actually took out of prison and shortened his sentence for white-collar crime is the one that wrote it.
Wow.
Yeah. His name is Jeffrey W. Dean. I just, if we, I've talked about it on several shows in the past 2 years, but it's coming up again, and we just need to know.
I just had a great idea.
What's that? What's
well, let's send, let's go back to paper ballots, but let's send them to the prisons to have them counted.
Hey, you know what? I'd almost be for that if they weren't political. Like if they, if the prisoners just had no clue and they were only there to count.
Right. But yes, they'd be told we'll shorten your sentence.
Well, exactly. Yes. So we have a definite problem. By the way, too, locally here in St. George, it's becoming the new tech place for tech companies. They're calling it the what do they call it? The tech. I don't know. Lollapalooza, I don't know what they called it. I'm just joking. But they basically said that, this was in Deseret News, that St. George is now the mini mecca of tech companies because they got that. They're pumping up
the city's big project up here at the old airport.
The land they were supposed to sell, and then that fell through, and then now they're doing this, but they were actually supposed to sell it. They just didn't. Anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi
there.
I, too, dislike these voting machines. I don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I question, I wonder, is how in the heck did the Trump election happen? Because the polls were hugely in favor of Hillary. It was like a walk away. Were those polls fake, or what do you think?
Yes.
The polls were fake.
They pushed that and pushed it. I think they're actually doing it a little bit with Romney, too. They keep already saying he's the obvious winner.
Yes.
He's declared a winner before he even runs to get people to think that nobody else has a chance, which is a lie. And so I don't believe those things for a second, for a hot second.
I think there's a huge grassroots movement for Larry.
Yeah,
I really do.
I do too.
I see it out there.
Larry Myers, yeah. So I wouldn't listen to it.
I hope so, because in my mind, Romney is even a step down from Hatch.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, he'll do the exact same things Hatch is doing, and that's what people don't understand.
Yeah, except Hatch had a pretty good rating on gun issues, and Romney is a blatant anti-gunner, no matter what anybody tells you.
Yeah,
he's celebrated the Massachusetts gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on record as saying all kinds of stuff about trying to get a Massachusetts-type law in nationwide. So.
I agree.
But he's got the name and he's got the religion, so good luck.
I hope people see beyond that. I'm Mormon and I see beyond it, so I appreciate you. I really do.
I'm Mormon, Kate, but I'm just not on their list that's likely to get nominated for bishop.
Okay, well, thanks. Appreciate
that. All right, bye.
Oh, I just love everyone with a sense of humor. It's fun.
Yep.
I'm not on board the Romney train. I keep getting emails from him. I'm just not there. So, and I won't be there either. We'll go ahead and take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
With all due respect to the president, Romney is exactly what we don't need.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure.
Establishment.
Yeah, the only thing that I've read that makes sense about that endorsement is that it's almost like, okay, I'll back you because when you come out against me, which you will, you're going to look like an idiot. And I think Trump's playing it to his advantage, actually, by endorsing him, because he will look like an idiot when he comes out against him, which he has full plans to do once he's elected. Who knows?
What I'm going to do personally is I'm voting against all incumbent establishment.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
I want new blood.
Yep. And not just new, but those that actually understand the Constitution. And people are going to have to ask better questions in order to find out who it is that can do that. Now, I know Larry. I know Larry understands and would stand for the Constitution. Mary would, too. I think that we have some great people running in grassroots organizations that we really, Utah needs to change its tune big time. We have to start being smarter about this. I totally agree with you. Thank you. Appreciate it. But yeah, he's absolutely right. We got to get smarter.
Absolutely.
And this GEMS thing, please share it. Please share this with everyone you know to let people know that the voting is rigged here in Utah and can be rigged. I wouldn't say all races are rigged, but I would say when they truly want somebody to win, they have the operation in place to make it happen. So if we're not aware of this as Utahns, and I'm not quite sure, what would you do about this? How do you get the system out? I'm not sure what you do, but it needs to go to
Well, the legislature has to vote to change back to another system.
Yeah.
That's what has to happen.
Yep, I agree.
It's going to be kind of difficult.
Yep.
But it can be done.
Yeah. Debacus is out. I know there's lots of shows now on Warren Jeffs. I'm glad those are hitting. I'm actually glad to see to see that monster revealed. I know his brothers are hiding or they're trying to find him or all kinds of crazy stuff's going on in the FLDS world. That world's not my world. I hope people don't confuse Mormons with FLDS, though. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up something I think is pretty ironic. So to get your license in Utah, I'm huge against the information age. I just don't like that they have information. My father told me many moons ago that Social Security number was never supposed to be used for
right.
anything. Yep. But anyway, so they have all of your information. If you go to get a Utah driver's license or even a state ID,
mm-hmm.
which is the equivalent,
mm-hmm.
just one allows you to drive and
right.
one doesn't, you have to give them your birth certificate, your
uh-huh.
Social Security card, I mean, your, you know, blood sample, whatever they, you know, all this stuff.
Your firstborn, yes.
I gave them a stool yeah. sample.
Yeah,
so you give them and a stool sample, yeah. So you give it to them, and they plug it through their system. So here's mm-hmm. my question.
Mm-hmm.
If they have all of your information, they know who's a citizen, so to speak, and who's not, because
right.
otherwise you wouldn't have the credentials.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how we did that? I'd only voted once in my life before Trump, and that was for Ross Perot many
right.
moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted a businessman around the country, which I think is smart.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I went and voted, and it was a new experience because I hadn't done it before. Back when I did it the first time, it was paper ballots and
right.
so on. So,
right.
Anyway, I don't understand. They can send you that little ATM-looking card thing in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could activate it.
Mm-hmm.
That they have all your information from the DMV records.
Right.
So now you're a genuine voter because you get that card in the mail. Then you take that card to your precinct where they can
mm-hmm.
verify your name, check your ID,
mm-hmm.
and then you can plug that card into the machine. There
right.
can be absolutely no voter fraud that way.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody yeah. else, you know, you have, it's like you set up a PIN number when you do that,
sure.
and you got to put the PIN number in the machine when you put the card in. I mean, it's just kind of common sense.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand how they can't figure it out when it's that simple. And then for people, when they say, well, what about voters that are
mm-hmm.
the ones that are decrepit at home or something, can't move?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they should have a team of people that have, you know, iPads
right.
or whatever with the technology today, and they could physically go to those people's houses as part
mm-hmm.
of their job that they get paid way too much for to begin with.
Right.
And
right.
go and
okay.
have them scan their card, do
mm-hmm.
their little PIN number. And
right.
get their vote the same way. So
well,
I don't understand.
I don't know. We're out of time. Thank you so much,
oh.
though. You're making
yeah.
people think. I think there's
yep.
some things we could do. I'm just not quite. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that would be. What that would look like. But
yeah, the assumption there is that they want to fix it.
Yes. yeah. I mean, it's a system like GEMS, GEMS, it's so destructive. We got to do something. We have to do something
yes.
to restore some confidence. I mean, this is getting ridiculous, but I'm just not quite sure what that looks like. Well, on to the national show. Got lots of topics to discuss, and we'll take your calls on more of national issues coming up. And this is the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. You can get the podcast. You can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. We're on iTunes. All kinds of stuff is going on. So we'll be back with the national show in just a moment.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number. 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.